This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to all of the great radio stations across the country that we're on, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, you can go and check us out at the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. We have a stream playing over there right now. I had somebody ask me last hour how they could hear me on the internet. Well, there you go, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on that live link that's right there for the stream. You'll hear the show. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along, starting with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Plus, let's not forget about our bulk mail center, mail haulers out there hauling the mail around the place. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And we also have got our Amazon workers here in the big warehouses that we've got right here in the area, as well as the drivers that are out there making deliveries, and we appreciate all of you. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're there as Captain's America, Captain's with an S after it, America all lowercase. And our website, again, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, it's Friday. That means it's time for Frank Salvato, who is the big shot, head cheese, big honcho at UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
Aha! Uh-huh. All right, thank you, guys. That was quick. All right, yeah. Yes, sir. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, here we are. It's Friday. We voted on Tuesday. We know that we've got 211 confirmed Republicans going into the House. We know we got 192 Democrats going into the House. We know we have 49 Republican senators going into the Senate. We know we have 48 Democrats going into the Senate. That's all we know. We still aren't done counting. What on earth is going on?
Well, you've got some states that have election law that allows them to have mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day. So they have to give them so many days to be able to have those delivered to the polling authorities to be able to canvass those votes and then certify those votes. We don't have that problem in Florida. We know who wins on that day ever since 2000. We streamlined the system, made it incredibly transparent, and we have Election Day on Election Day.
Yep.
Every other state could do that.
Yep.
You know, we're looking at Arizona. Florida's got more people than Arizona, so that excuse doesn't fly. they have to look at their law and streamline their process to make sure that Election Day is Election Day. We shouldn't have to have Election Week.
No.
Or you months. Know, and early months. Voting, or months. And early voting shouldn't go for a million days. So no one has an excuse for not being able to get to the polls. And if you do, there's absentee voting.
Right.
This mail-in voting, and I don't want to get out of my car, so I'm dropping it off at a drop box. It's squirrel delivery. It's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obligation, and it is a right.
Mm-hmm.
So you make time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, California, they still got precincts where only 30% of the vote is in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a neighbor of mine that actually had the audacity to come up to me when I said to him, I said, did you vote? And he didn't give me an answer right away. And then he walked over after he was putting something away on his porch and came back over. And he says, yep, I voted. I says, oh, did you vote in person? No, nope, I did an absentee ballot. I said, oh, well, okay. And he says, yeah, I called up Uber and they took my ballot to the polling place.
Oh, my.
So help me. I've never heard that before from anybody. He had to be the first one.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that he got in the Uber and did it. If not, he should be throttled.
Yeah, by the way, George, yeah, George Godfather saying hello and amen.
Yeah. I mean, it is ridiculous that people are so lazy that they can't execute the vote. We applaud ourselves when we have a over 50% voter turnout in a country where people died for the right to vote. And this is Veterans Day, so I'm going to say thank you for all veterans out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't just look at it nonchalantly. Everybody complains about politics during the year.
Mm-hmm.
For you to advocate your responsibility to exercise your right to vote on Election Day when they've bent over backwards to make sure that you can get a ballot in, it really is kind of reprehensible. Now, I applaud the people who made it to the polls. Thank you for doing your duty.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a comment that was made yesterday by our former president that was totally uncalled for, in my opinion. I don't know what on earth is going on in this man's mind, but we're going to have to address it, and Frank and I are going to talk about it. Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that, Frank. We'll be right back to Frank after I tell you that Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive Group, is bringing you this portion of the program. Remember, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com is a website. And if you go there, take a look and see all the inventory that they've got, the new cars, the used cars and trucks and whatnot. And you can get involved if you are a veteran, active duty military, or a veteran, or a first responder, whether you're EMS or whether you're firefighter status or whether or not you're a police or sheriff's deputy or a state trooper, whatever, you get a tremendous discount offered you because of your service to our great state and our great country. A church pastors, too, are also included in that. Again, mossnissan.com, the website. You serve, you save is the policy. That's what they call it. And they also, wait till you hear this, they also have Moss Care if it comes with the vehicles. Free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Put those two together. I don't know anybody that's doing that anywhere in the country. Now, clean trade-ins, still commanding a great resale value, so take advantage of that. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love doing business with them. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we have the most popular governor in the country in this state, correct?
Absolutely. People in other, everywhere I go, people are saying, you guys are lucky to have the governor.
And he's doing an excellent job based on the people he surrounded himself with. I know some of the people that are working with him. And he's doing an excellent job because those people are pretty savvy people, too, smart, and they know what they're talking about. And they're all working together as one simultaneous unit. Nobody's working against each other. They're all working together.
Well, that's because DeSantis is a true leader.
Right.
He assembled a team that succeeds. They're mission-oriented, and their mission is to serve the people of the state of Florida.
Yep.
And I think some of that comes from his naval training, his naval officer training. And, of course,
I have no doubt.
And, of course, his great wife. He's got a tremendous partner in his wife, Casey. And I'm pretty sure that when he gave that rousing speech Tuesday night, that was her speech. She wrote that.
Well, they are a man and a wife.
Yep.
They are a team, both as parents, as a married couple, and she supports him in what he's doing.
Yep.
In governing the state, because that's his calling.
Yep.
He does it very, very well. He served the people. He stewarded our state during a time when the federal government was destroying economies in every other state.
Yep.
And destroying freedom, actually. They were encroaching on freedom left and right, and DeSantis said, you're not doing that down here in Florida.
Right.
And the people recognize that, see his fidelity to service instead of their lordship.
Yep.
And they rewarded him with a 15-16-point victory on election day because he deserves it.
19.4.
I love it. I hope they can find something so he can get over 20.
Me too. I wish they could find some more votes from somewhere. But here's the thing, okay, and here's where I'm going with this. I am so, I won't use the word mad. I'm beyond mad now. But I am so sorry to hear him come out and put our governor down for the great job that he's done, because he's got a better popularity rating than Donald Trump does. I think there's a little kid stuff going on there. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump has just cost himself a bunch of votes by putting down our governor, Governor Ron DeSantis. And people are wondering what the hell's wrong with the guy.
Without question, he is making enemies he doesn't need to make. And the sad thing here is, you said the word sad. The only sad thing here is that Governor DeSantis has said point blank he's not running for president.
Right.
He said, I've got work to do in Florida. He's even alluded several times to the fact that the governors have to step up to band together
right.
to push back the federal government, which means he wants to take a leadership role amongst the governors.
Mm-hmm.
So how many times does the Trump team have to hear that DeSantis is not running for president?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's said and it's stated, it's on the record, why are they attacking the man? Well, it's because that's how Donald Trump runs for office.
Mm-hmm.
He did it last time, and I protested about it when he got on the debate stage and started calling people names.
Yep.
And goading them into arguments that weren't policy-related and smearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to destroy them so that he would be the nominee. It's mm-hmm. not going to work this time.
No.
As a matter of fact, it's making him look petty.
Yep.
And it's making people question. And when you look at the results in the critical races where he injected candidates into the mix unorganically,
mm-hmm.
and they all either lost or are in the middle of losing.
Yep.
You have to wonder if he's not become somewhat of a detriment to the conservative cause, and a lot of people say Republican Party. I'm not going to, because there are a lot of conservatives, a lot of people who have a conservative mentality, who are libertarian, who are non-declared, who are independent.
Right.
That's where elections are won.
Mm-hmm.
But people are tired of the division. Mm-hmm. They're tired of the win-at-all-cost politics. They're tired of the Alinsky tactics.
Yep.
And to come back and start destroying the bench that you have,
yep.
the deep bench that you have going forward to the future,
mm-hmm.
it's irresponsible.
All right, now we've got a couple of callers. I'm going to take the first one. And, Ian, you're going to come up on the line, but, Ian, you had a call earlier, so I'm only going to give you 60 seconds to make your point. So here you go. Go.
Yeah, Trump, he can't play the disruptor routine this time. And he could do it in 2015 and 2016 because, remember, there were like 18 Republican chumps. And he took them all down. That tactic's not going to work this time because he already was president.
You're right.
It's a different MO now. And another thing is, I think a lot of this is what you guys are talking about, unforced errors and mistakes that Trump's making. But also, this is being egged on by enemies, our enemies. They want us to fight
yep.
because it's the diversion thing from the Democrat deep state stealing. Mm-hmm. So they're showing division. It's classic. This goes back to, like,
okay.
Sun Tzu.
Right.
Show division in the enemy camp.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we got another call, Frank. I'm going to take it real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wonder, is the election laws totally up to the states, or can there be federal laws as far as something like early voting, drop boxes, and such? And the other thing I think is that I think Trump is going to have, if he runs, I assume he is, but maybe not, I don't know. Is he going to have any competition? In other words, is he going to be primary? Is there going to be opposition to it? And will it be significant enough to, anyway, that's okay. It, Captain.
All right. Go ahead, Frank. What do you think?
Well, as far as the federal election law thing, the Constitution is clear that it has to be legislated. It cannot be imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, all elections are the purview of the state legislatures.
Yep.
Not the executive branches, the legislatures. They mm-hmm. give the Secretary of State or the election authority the power.
Mm-hmm.
They have the power to take it back any time they want to. So, no, there is no election law that can be uniformity across the land unless they can pass their packages. As we see, that's a dangerous and slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Trump thing, I mean, guys are echoing what we're saying. And I believe this is a common sentiment. We were talking about this off air. People who supported the president when he was in office, when Trump was in office, saw nothing but attack after attack after attack from the media, from the
yep.
Democrats, from some never-Trumper Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of rolling over and taking it, Trump supporters stood up and fought back.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it aggressively for 6 years. And I don't know whether that got into Trump's head and he believes he could do anything he wants to, but Ian is right. The disruptor role is not going to work this time.
No, sir.
Because it's not disruptor, it's destroyer.
Yep.
He went after his opponents in the Republican Party, violating Reagan's 11th commandment with aplomb.
Yep.
And he ruined reputations, and he gave these disparaging nicknames and everything else. I don't know whether the support went to his head or not, but he's losing support among people who went to bat for him for 6 years
mm-hmm.
because he's attacking our bench. This is the future. The bench is our future. Ron DeSantis is the future of
yep.
conservatism in the United States. You don't attack people who are the future. You nurture them.
Yep.
And this is why I was saying all along, he needs to be a kingmaker and not run again. And I'm calling for him to step down from that right now.
All right. Thanks, Frank. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato. If you want to call and get involved in the action, 877-969-8600.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Cap.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In 1926, Congress called for an annual observance of the anniversary, and by 1938, it was an official federal holiday. Today is Veterans Day, as we celebrate all those that have served and are serving in today's armed services. Thank you for your service. As America continues to wait and wonder why some states can't get their elections in order, Nevada and Arizona continue to struggle with a process that Florida got done in one day. Clark County Register of Voters in Nevada, Joe Gloria, continues to explain why they don't have results 3 days later.
We still have over 50,000 ballots that need to be counted. Those are in various stages in the process of validation before they go to the counting board and finally, ultimately, they get to tabulation where we're able to read them into the system. We will continue to work through the weekend.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Silvato. This portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I talked with them earlier this week, and we were talking about Relief Factor and how it was working and what I've been hearing from the people and all that stuff. And I have people walk up to me almost every day and tell me that they are feeling so much better, and to thank the people that created the product, and I do just that. Now, I take it because it works. It's that simple. Over 8 years, I've had problems, as most of you know, with my left leg and ankle and foot, and it swells up and it does all kinds of stuff. And it has got my right foot involved, and it gets very painful. And when I take it, and I take it every morning, the pain goes away. The swelling goes down, and I feel so much better. So if you want to feel good, too, if you've got some type of aches, pains, whether it's from your job, whether it's from an injury, whatever the situation might be, give it a try. See if it'll work for you. No narcotics in it at all, okay? Relief Factor, $19.95 and the three-week quick start. $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and let me know what you think. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a caller on the line. Going to go right to the caller. I think it's, I'm not sure, but it might be Atlanta. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Eric from Atlanta.
Oh, hi there. How
Frank
are you?
Frank Silvato. Hey, man. I'm well. How you been?
Good.
Good. Frank Silvato, good Lord, man, you could get a job doing this stuff, man. You hit the nail on the head with everything you said about Trump. It was truthful, it was honest, it was elegant. I mean, not elegant, eloquent. And it's a soundbite, man. It's a, look, that we need as conservatives, not so much as Republicans, which I'm a Republican, but that isn't making conservatives. This is common sense stuff, man, and you absolutely hit it. All right, so, thank you. God bless you.
Have a great day. Thank you, my friend. Okay, that's Atlanta chiming in. And by the way, I hope you guys get the election right up there in Atlanta. Vote for Herschel.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words. I appreciate that. It's always good to hear someone liking what you do, that's for sure. And congratulations on getting rid of Stacey Abrams finally.
Yay! Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get my thing here. Here we go. You ready? Here we go. There we go. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you, Georgia. All right, there we go. They're gone.
Yeah, now she could go back and be president of the world and write her mommy porn or whatever she's doing.
Right.
The one thing I want to say, the last thing I want to say about Trump, and again, I'm calling for someone who's got his ear to say, listen, be the kingmaker instead of destroying the deep bench. Very disappointed that he's making excuses about Dr. Oz and throwing his wife under the bus.
Yep.
I think that's a very disappointing move for someone who did so much good for the country for 4 years while he was in office.
Right.
He needs to rethink what's important in his life. If he's going to betray his wife like that, just because he doesn't want to take the blame for things that he engaged in, that's very sad.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And again, look no further than yourself if you want to point blame at something, because I told a lot of people, and you and I had this discussion many months ago, that the people in Pennsylvania were having a problem, or they were calling him a carpetbagger, which is what they call people that don't live in their state that run for office.
Yeah, and when you can't win against somebody like Fetterman.
Yeah.
You know, and as a physician, he should have been saying, well, this is why, you know, he's not fit for the job. I feel bad for him health-wise, but he's unfit for the job. When you can't win there, you have to look at why the people moved away from you. And in the races that his picked candidates lost or are losing,
right?
There's a factor in there about people saying, I just don't want the division anymore.
Yep.
People are tired of the division in this country. They're tired of it. They dislike the name calling. They dislike the blame game, and on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired of it. We're tired of it. We just want someone to go and do the job and shut up.
Yep.
You know, they voted that. They voted that reality in several places. You've got someone, I'm going to go back to Ron DeSantis on this too. You've got someone like Ron DeSantis who stands up for the people, doesn't lecture at them.
Nope.
Gives them the freedom that they're guaranteed under the Florida Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And isn't out there as a braggart or trying to tear anybody down.
Right.
If you look what he was going against Crist, he didn't call him names. He didn't personally attack him.
No.
The same as talking about policies and how he did the good things for the state. What happened?
But
he won by 20 points.
And Charlie did the attacking, you might remember.
Yeah. So the people are a little bit tired of Solomonsky tactics. They're tired of demonizing. They're tired of tearing people down. They're tired of negative politics. They're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, when you look at how Trump operates on the campaign trail, that's all he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Mr. President, thank you for your service for those 4 years. We needed that wrench thrown into the engine to throw it onto a wobble so maybe we could start having the nuts and bolts fall off of the deep state. But if you keep attacking people on the right side of the aisle, I can't support you.
Yep. And the other thing is that on his rally, with his rallies and this, that, and the other, it was the same thing all the time, every time, just about how the election got stolen, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yeah, okay, fine. That was then, this is now. The only way that you can change election law is to change the legislators that make the law.
Yeah, and you, when you hear about stolen, and I should have won over and over and over again, it just screams bitter.
Yep.
And we said this a long time ago.
Yeah.
It needed to be about his policies, not about the person.
Yeah.
He's just as guilty as making this about the cult of personality as the Democrats were when they were saying you got to vote against the orange man.
Yeah.
And he's got tired of it.
And he's got some really good policies that
oh my God!
You know, you should see, if he's not going to run, and I would love. And by the way, here's the other thing: he shouldn't open his mouth about running or not until after the Georgia election.
He should not insert himself in any of these
nope.
races that are still open.
Nope.
At all.
Uh-uh.
At all.
Nope.
He will do them no good.
Nope. Nope.
You know, so someone in his sphere has to tell him, you got to knock it off.
Because mm-hmm.
you're going to lose this election for some people who still have something to do. If he starts showing up for Herschel Walker and continues the talk that he's been doing, and if he continues to smear Ron DeSantis, he's going to lose that election for Herschel Walker.
Right.
And that means he loses the Senate.
Yep.
For the people on the right side of the aisle. We shouldn't have to worry about that.
We'll see how his supporters like that when that happens.
Well, he's shooting himself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not just putting a hole in it, he's blowing it off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to stow his ego, he's got to give it a rest, and he better start talking about the policies that work for the American people
yep.
while he was in office, not just about him. He's got to be the center of attention thing is old, and people are tired of it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. We know Arizona, they're dragging their feet out there because I really believe that the gubernatorial candidate, the Republican candidate, I really believe she's going to win. I think there's enough votes in there that she can win, and I think the Democrats are just dragging their feet because they don't want to announce her winning.
Well, there's still a significant number of votes out in some of the counties that need to be counted.
Yep.
So there's a pathway for victory for Kerry Lake and also for the Republicans in the Senate.
Yeah, Masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but this is one of those times where we've got to be patient and let the process work. But I certainly would like states like Arizona and Nevada and California to retool their election law so we do find out the results rather than allowing it to linger, because the more that we don't have results that can be certified, the more opportunity for nefarious things.
Yep, and that's exactly what Kerry Lake said. If she gets elected, they're going to legislate, put new legislation in and modernize the election law. Okay, Frank, great segment. Appreciate it. A lot of good comments coming in here directly to me. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that he writes about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank. And before we get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I want to remind everybody this final segment of the program always brought to you by Dominic Splines and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blinds, their shades, their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And if you're in need of parts or maybe you need some installation, on-site cleaning or repairs here in the local area, they will take care of you. If you're out there listening to me around the country and you need some parts for your shades or your blinds or your shutters, give them a call. I'll give you the number here in a minute. And they'd be more than happy to work with you. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. The Sports Zone quarterback, the Insurance Zone quarterback, the you name it, it does it quarterback, is on the line. We've got Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and thank you for being a veteran, and thank you for all our veterans out there. That's the first thing on my mind today, and have a blessed day, Captain, and wish you good health and wish you the best and all our other veterans out there. If you see a veteran today, go up and thank them for their service because freedom isn't free.
And let's remember the women veterans, the women, because they don't get enough praise. We got about 7% of the veterans that are right here in our area that are women. You'll see them today. Some of them will be wearing overseas caps. Some will be wearing ball caps. Some will be wearing shirts. Maybe they'll be wearing a jacket. But you'll see them today. And when you see them, say thank you for your service. Watch them light up.
Absolutely. Because a lot of those people that served women, you know, they had to see the destruction up front, and people don't realize that. You know, they just didn't send them off. So God bless them all. So good point, Captain. Well, we'll get into sports. Last night, the Carolina Panthers won 25-15 over the Atlanta Falcons. All our friends up there in Atlanta. They're trying to win the division in Atlanta against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That didn't help their cause. The Panthers, amazingly, Captain, are 3-1 in the division.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3-7 overall. So it's going to be a weird season this year for the NFC South. We'll see how that all transpires.
Now, wait a minute. They won the game Sunday, didn't they? Tampa's what?
Who?
3-5.
Oh, yeah. Tampa's 4-5. The Atlanta was 4-5. Now they're 4-6. So they're just a half a game behind until the game ends on Sunday morning for us, pretty much early Sunday afternoon.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock they're playing.
Good old Munich, Germany. So that should be an interesting game between the Bucs and the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun for the fans to watch. It should be a good game. I hope it's going to be a good game. So that would be encouraging. And then college football this weekend, Captain, Ole Miss and Alabama is the talk of the town to see what's going to happen in that ball game. So the best college ball game of the year, and for this week, I should say. And the Chargers, they cut their first-round pick, defensive tackle Fillory. This guy was, you know, something out of college, but this team can take hold with the Chargers. They're now like, maybe a change of scenery. Another team picks him up. He could turn into something. We shall see. Always something going on up in D.C., right, Captain? Either politics or the football team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Commanders were covering up the Wilkinson investigation, and now you have D.C. Getting upset about it and taking aim at going after the NFL and the Commanders for this, deceiving the public. You know what? I think there's time. You know, I don't think the NFL should be, you know, a separate entity. You can't get in trouble for doing things wrong to the fans and the participants and the people that partake in, supporting them. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, Matt?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's something that just needs to be handled. The Raiders placed their tight end Waller on injured reserve. This guy's a heck of a tight end, Captain, and that's not good for the Raiders. A lot of people drafted this guy for all in fantasy. Dude fans out there. And he didn't produce it all this year, so that sure didn't help them out at all. A little baseball action after the Astros won the World Series. Verlander is going to decline his $25 million Astros option and become a free agent. So I'm a little surprised at that. They have a good team. They should bounce back and win it again next year, but I guess he's just going to look at his options. So speaking about looking at your options, Captain, it is Medicare season. And that's the best thing you can do right now is look at your options, see what's best for you. Make sure you have the best plan for yourself, okay? Don't let a doctor influence you in that. Don't let, you know, some bells and whistles influence you. Make sure you have the best plan to take care of you for next year. And I can be instrumental in helping you out with that. All you have to do is give me a call, 813-966-1052. And if it's the right plan for you and it fits your health needs, you can get back $164.90 on your Social Security check. You fill out the paperwork, join the right plan for it, and you'll still get the right coverage if that's the best plan for you. And there's a lot of plans out there, Captain, that do special needs for people that have diabetes, cardiovascular disease. Okay, take advantage of those plans. They're enriched to help you out with extra benefits. And I can show that to you. So there's a lot of things out there, Captain, people need to be aware of. I'm just trying to help them be aware.
So how do we get a hold of you? That's the important part. How do we get a hold of you?
813-966-1052. And veterans out there who go to the VA and you pay for your Part B premium, you have TRICARE, you have a lot of other, you know, things, you can still get on one of these plans and keep your military benefits. So please, a lot of people think you can't. You can't.
Okay. Give me the give me the phone number again, and I'm going to give them the Facebook page, the Sports Zone. Go over there, check it out. Patrick Hyland has also got his own page, but you'll find a lot of what he's talking about in the Sports Zone. So one more time on the phone number.
813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, veterans.
Thank you, sir. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, and Patrick Hyland does a great job for them. Okay, let's go here. We got one last little piece of work to do here. Here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. The 300 million Americans who are listening to me right now across America, okay, because that's who should be listening. Let me say something to all you fake Republicans who don't want Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump. Shut up, you loser. If that was your son.
Hey, Todd, stop for a minute. Yes. Stop. I got to get some rationality into this. Donald Trump made a serious mistake yesterday calling out Ron DeSantis. He alienated about half to two-thirds of the country. Stop. I'm going to turn your mic down if you don't. He alienated about half to two-thirds of the country. He needs to apologize to Ron DeSantis, do it as fast as he can, and keep his mouth shut.
Okay, that's your take.
That's your take,
and it's your show, you can do whatever you
want. That's right.
Donald Trump made Ron DeSantis, okay? Ron DeSantis was a no-name congressman who I told to jump on Donald Trump's bed.
All right, enough of that. Donald Trump blew it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. He blew it yesterday. He never should have said what he did about Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a veteran. Today is Veterans Day. Donald Trump never served in the military. That's fact. Proven fact. That's number one. Number two, DeSantis was on a couple of select committees in Congress. He was doing things for the people and for the people of Florida. I know his father. I've talked to his father. The guy won a Bronze Star. Donald Trump might have got a gold shovel. There is a difference when you're talking character, when you're talking integrity. The integrity was not shown by Donald Trump yesterday. The stupidity and the moronity was. And he's got to stop it. And if he doesn't, he's going to lose and lose big because he lost a bunch of people yesterday. And it's not going to come back until he apologizes for what he said. And he needs to do it sooner rather than later. And I've been hearing it all night long from everybody except Todd. Todd, you need to wake up. I'll be back tonight. Tonight. See you later at Mission Barbecue.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.